A person's last name is D-A-R-T. Again, D-A-R-T, that's the last name. Person is K-O-R-Y. Date of birth is November 2, 2022. Date of birth is October 24, 1980. She complains of urinary difficulties. Symptoms of histoplasma urination is a 42-year-old male comment. She complains of urinary difficulties of this time. The patient tells me that he's been having urination problems. So first off, he tells me that he has significant urinary urge all the time. First off, he tells me that every time he has an urge, comma, he starts having chest pain. First off, he will have abdomen pain. First off, he will have neck pain as well. First off, he tells me that his legs will also get weak. First off, the patient has a lot of pain in his body. First off, he pretty much has pain in the whole body when he's not able to urinate, when he's not able to urinate in time. First off, the patient tells me that he needs to urinate all day. First off, the patient is having a catheter. First off, this all happened since 2012, when you need to go to the bathroom every 15 minutes. First off, since 2014, he's been having symptoms of diffuse chest pain and body pain and panic symptoms when he's not able to urinate. The next paragraph. The patient tells me that he's got a brain MRI done, and that was reportedly to be negative. Patient has seen neurologist. Patient had a lumbar spine MRI and brain MRI, which was reportedly to be negative. They were negative for PCP notes as of April 20th of 2022. Next paragraph. A patient is currently using a condom catheter. He tells me that he would have a urinary incontinence. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Patient denies any significant past medical history. Next paragraph. Medication: Cymbalta, diclofenac, famotidine, hydroxyzine, ibuprofen, pantoprazole, Tylenol, Vesicare, V-E-S-I-C-A-R-E. Next paragraph. Allergies: patient is allergic to doxycycline. Next paragraph. Social history: patient does not smoke, does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. A neurological examination, motor examination, patient has full strength, 5 out of 5 symmetrically. A DTR, patient has a normal DTR, bilateral knees 2+, patient has normal Achilles tendon reflex 2+, symmetrically. Bilateral arms, biceps 2+, bilateral triceps 2+, next paragraph, gait examination, patient has normal gait. A diagnostic test, an EMG nerve conduction study was performed today. It was a negative study. Next paragraph, impression possible neurogenic bladder overactive bladder. Patient tells me that he has to urinate every 15 minutes. When he's not able to urinate, he would have a diffuse body pain, chest pain, abdomen pain, leg pain. A patient has been using a condom catheter. The EMG nerve conduction study of the legs were performed today. It was a negative study. Next paragraph, other differential diagnosis will also need to be considered would be multiple sclerosis and spinal cord lesions. A patient had done a brain MRI and lumbar spine MRI according to the records. However, I don't see cervical spine MRI or thoracic spine MRI. For recommendation, explain to patient about the above differential diagnosis. Next up, I will recommend the patient to obtain a brain MRI, cervical spine MRI, and a thoracic spine MRI, to definitively evaluate for multiple sclerosis. If it is possible, do the MRI with and without contrast, to definitively rule out multiple sclerosis and small lesions. Follow up with me after the MRI completes. Next paragraph, I guess I'm at the end of the patient.